Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. No more mocks. This is a real deal. Want to talk about the draft? Call, text, or tweet us. Now, NFL Draft Central on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, NFL draft fans, we are here. The time has officially come. It is past 8 p.m. The Chicago Bears are officially on the clock. Welcome to WGR's continuing coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft. And of course, it is brought to you by Fiegel, Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys, and brought to you in part by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Brody Construction. Join us in building Buffalo, and by Upstate Honda Dealers for great deals. Visit your local Honda dealer today. Nate Geary, Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, alongside me here for our coverage of the NFL draft. And gentlemen, as we are finally here, we have nothing new to report. I've got no new original thoughts other than to say I am excited that it is here. I am excited that the first pick is going to be made. This pick feels like it's been inevitable for,
I mean, back in the summer, yeah.
I mean, it's just like, who's going to be the team there? But Caleb Williams is going to be the number one pick.
He's going to be the guy.
And here we are.
Let's do something here, a fun little exercise, because you said there's no more original thoughts.
Good, because I'm freaking out. I need anything to distract me.
However, here's what I'm going to do. Guys, what is your biggest conviction at this point? Like, what do you want? Like, really, really, we're here. It's here now. Like the intro said, no more mocks. The only speculation we have now is until the Bills make their selection. What is your biggest conviction? What do you want them to do? And I'll start it off here by saying I'm part of Jeremy's Frankenstein monster that is now just no longer cannot be stopped. I'm there. I want them to go get aggressive, get one of those big three guys. And if it's Adunze, if it's Neighbors, if it's somehow Harrison, that's what I'm really here for. That's my conviction. That is what I'm rooting for right now. If it doesn't happen, I'm cool as a cucumber, but I would be so excited for three reasons. One, the reaction we'd have live and from everyone else would be at a fever pitch. Two, it's just delightful to talk about, hey, you got one of the top players in the entire draft. And selfishly, three, would we be able to get out of here sooner?
Right? That's the actual positive.
I have been wanting a trade-up all day.
Nothing about that is selfish.
You mean we get to leave at 9:30?
Unbelievable. Week even.
So that means everyone else that is
my personal gain
watching the draft can
go to
just go to find a new bar to go to.
You're right, actually.
No, this is not selfish. You have work tomorrow. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Don't let the exciting
You're right.
Draft
I definitely have work
you.
Tomorrow if
you're,
my boss
wink,
is listening.
Wink.
I definitely have work
now
tomorrow.
Now you guys have actually given me more conviction. It's no longer selfish. So
it's not. It's
no.
Not.
All right. There we go. So, yeah, no, there's three big reasons for it. But most of all, I like having fun. And what is more fun and more exciting than trading up to get one of the big three guys that everyone's been hyping about all draft season?
And it's not wrong to say it at all. Like for
I like
me,
having fun. That's all it is.
Yeah. And for me, like outside of Josh Allen being picked in 2018, which even at the time I've been known to say it, I was a Sam Darnold guy. Like I like Josh Allen, but I was more honest to God nervous.
But they moved up to get someone.
But when they got him, I was like, okay, here we go. Like this is the guy now. Like we got to like push forward. Maybe my favorite draft moment still is probably the Bills trading up to get Sammy Watkins, regardless of how the pick ended up happening. I will never forget where I was when that happened and my feelings on it. I loved it. At the time, it was amazing. And I was driving home from swim practice with my dad. We were just passing the Galleria Mall.
It's fun.
When it came in, it's a lot of fun. I will tell you, though, the one thing I have conviction on is that I want them to take two receivers before round four. I said it in our first hour. I've, I very much believe they are going to pick in round three this year. I very much believe
it.
I think Chekhov's gun is that second round pick they have next year that they got in the Stephon Diggs
deal that
equals out to around a third round pick this year. I think they're going to use it. I think they are going to be big on a guy like Javon Baker, who I do think could be there in the third round. And I honestly, what I'd see happening is them sticking around 28, maybe, and I'm prefacing this, maybe moving up a few spots, taking a Brian Thomas, an Adonai Mitchell, or maybe a Xavier Worthy, and then getting another guy in the third round. I think that's the best way to handle this and not the big explosion. Because ultimately, and I know I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, ultimately, who's their second boundary wide receiver?
Yeah. So we've got get up guy, double dip guy. Nate, what you got?
I'm all in on Xavier Worthy.
Okay.
This has been a building want for me, I would say over the last week or so. I think before then, I had been of the mind that I didn't really have a preference at the wide receiver position. I won't lie. I kind of just was like, just get whatever you're going to get and like, let's move on. Let's get over with this. but the more and more, the closer and closer we've gotten, the more interested I've been in the Bills going after a guy that can be a true mismatch across the league. We don't have the first pick in already, do we?
No, that guy's there's a guy with
the beginning of the draft, the opening remarks, right?
Let's do that. Let's go to the commissioner, Roger Goodell.
Let's go, Big D. How you like that? Em, I was just kidding about the rap battle. We're going to save that for another day. But the pride of Detroit has got a little some surprise for you and bringing out a few other surprises for you. So, Em, here you go. Detroit! What up? It's here. Make some noise for the Detroit Lions. Let's go!
All right, and I think they're introducing some Lions players. Calvin Johnson.
Oh, that's cool.
I do love that, like, him and the Detroit Lions have kind of been able to fix like whatever was there at the end.
No, that's good. That's good.
I love Barry Sanders, but it got to a certain point of, like, is he the only guy that played for you that's any good? Well, like, he was the only guy.
Speak of the devil, he is on the stage.
Yeah, and there he is. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, too.
You knew Barry was going to be there.
But, like, the thing was is that with both Sanders and Calvin Johnson, like, there was a bad taste in both players' mouths.
Oh, it was awful.
After their retirements of how things were handled by the organization. And it's good that those hatchets have been buried.
Yeah.
Those players are there. They're representing and proudly representing the Lions. And also a return to relevance for the franchise allows for that to make it an even easier marketing strategy for them.
By the way, and speaking on the Lions real quick, I will not judge anything Brad Holmes does tonight. They have become kind of like the Seattle Seahawks.
I remember last year, everyone's like, why are you picking Jahmyr Gibbs? And
the Philadelphia Eagles, well, even Jack Campbell, Sam LaPorta, like they overnight, it seems like, have become one of the more respected franchises in the NFL. Just like,
and you love to see it.
What they do, you kind of just trust it.
They've hammered their drafts over the last couple of years. I don't think it's a coincidence why. Obviously, the quarterback stability of having Jared Goff there, who's, I think, primed for an extension there in Detroit and has earned that extension. I think for me, the Detroit Lions are a really good example of a team that when you can hit on multiple draft picks, you can build a really strong roster. I mean, they went to the NFC Championship game last year. I think they're a real team in the NFC knocking on the door.
They should have won it last year.
The Amon-Ra St. Brown pick, mm-hmm. and obviously everyone talks about Jahmyr Gibbs and Aiden Hutchinson. I mean, they've really hit, and Brad Holmes has been, you know, I think, one of, if not the best drafters in the league since coming on as their general manager. And you know, I guess I would say it's easy when you're drafting multiple times in the first round and you've got high picks, top five picks, top two picks, to build a roster like they have. But, you know, they've done a really good job. Now, you can't take a lot away from what Brad Holmes and obviously Dan Campbell have done there in Detroit to build, I think, a real true contending roster.
The NFC North should be so much fun this year. It really should be a blast.
Between
this year.
Minnesota rebuilding, the Bears going to be snagging Caleb Williams, and they had themselves not a bad season last year. The Lions,
good offseason, too.
Yeah,
Keenan Allen.
And to be fair, with Minnesota, and we'll get into this if they make a trade-up.
Minnesota's going to be a fascinating one to watch tonight.
Minnesota's fascinating to me because I think with J.J. McCarthy specifically, I think he can succeed on one team, and it is Minnesota.
And by the way, the clock begins now.
So the 10-minute clock for the Chicago Bears has started. I wonder now if they'll take all 10 minutes.
Oh, they're going to a break. It looks like they're going to a break.
It is 8:12. You are already behind schedule. Turn in the pick.
I like that we are already counting the clock for this draft, which is something we'll be doing all evening, I'm sure.
I'm just so happy, though, that like it's here. We're here. By the way, if anyone has convictions of their own, of a guy that you just really want, except for Brock Bowers, we're keeping Zach Sanity. Any convictions?
I've gotten maybe two more of those calls in me before I lose it.
803-550.
I want to revisit this really quick. They're showing up on the screen the trade for Bryce Young last year. So that's why the Chicago Bears, they have the Carolina Panthers trade right now. First overall this year, DJ Moore, a first last year, which turned into Darnell Wright, a great player, and another pick. I mean, it's one of the greatest overpays of all time. And it does, to me, there is still time for that to work out if Bryce Young, under Dave Canales, can turn into a legitimate franchise quarterback. Obviously, a lot of questions around that. But it goes to show you. And listen, for those that are looking for the Bills to trade in and trade up and become very, very aggressive in this draft to get a player of need, it's quarterback and it's different, but I think it should show you that even in a draft where you think you're getting the best player, this is a league that is truly a crapshoot. Things can go wrong. Franchises can mispick. It's a risk almost regardless, but trading up for a non-quarterback has been one of the riskier things, but frankly, the numbers suggest it's one of the dumber things you can do. But we're all here sort of willing and able.
I will say, though, real quick, on trading up for a quarterback or even just drafting a quarterback in the first round, this is something where I've really been sitting on it, especially with New England at three. I think all reports are kind of saying now they're, I don't want to say turning off the phones, but it's going to be Drake May out of North Carolina. I have really come around over the last few years of having to build a team first. I kind of mentioned it to you guys here when we first came in. J.J. McCarthy is not my favorite quarterback by a mile. I think there's the top three and then quite a bit of distance before we get to McCarthy at four. And even then, I kind of flip-flop on it. But if he goes to like the Minnesota Vikings with Justin Jefferson, with Jordan Addison, T.J. Hockenson when he gets healthy, a good O-line, Kevin O'Connell at head coach, that almost feels like it can't miss. Where I look at Carolina now, Bryce Young came in. He had his red flags. He is 5'10 and 180 pounds soaking wet. And he played at Alabama, which is always kind of it's an issue for NFL quarterbacks. But look how Bryce Young has been set up. It's to fail.
And
it's,
not to mention,
it's to fail.
Furthermore, just to – interesting that I use the word more in this. You got rid of a top receiver for that sort of thing. TJ waving his hands, judging me.
Nope, Caleb's getting the call.
At least you know what I'm doing. That's all I need.
The thing is that you also traded away a top weapon that would be able to help you.
Which you were ultimately going to have. Yeah, because you get rid of it. We're going to have to be here again probably this year where you're going to like, okay, well, we now need Bryce a weapon. I look at the Bills maybe as a perfect example with Josh Allen. The team wasn't set up perfectly, but it was set up enough to where Allen wouldn't fall on his face and capitulate. Where with Sam Darnold in 2018, he goes to the Jets. Todd Bowles is fired the next year. And then they get Adam Gaysen, and the roster wasn't very good. You go to some of these other guys as well. It's kind of the same idea of just they're thrown into the fire and go, if you die, you die, I guess.
If he dies, he dies.
And I just, I don't want to say it frustrates me. Justin Fields is another one. Yeah. They just went, oh my gosh, Fields is available. Let's go get him with a guy, or with their head coach in Matt Nagy, who was a dead man walking, as was their GM. To a point, their head coach in Matt Nagy built a system around Andy Dalton and not Justin Fields. I feel for a lot of these quarterbacks, I understand and I fully agree that it's a quarterback league. If you don't have one, you are nowhere. You are treading water in a 5-foot pool. Like there's
no
potential.
If you don't have one, you're trying to find one.
You are.
Actively.
But I also think there is jumping the gun. Because ultimately, Carolina
to save your job.
Is trying to save your job, or with Carolina, with Bryce Young, trying to make a splash. And you're trying to do something too quick. I do wonder with New England how hard they actually tried to get out of that pick, because that is objectively a very bad roster.
That said, thank you, Carolina, for mismanaging it to the point where maybe number 9 is available, by the way, for a trade-up. So selfishly, if the Bills make an aggressive move like that and say 9 is the landing spot, I will say thank you to the Carolina Panthers for kind of like a secondary assist.
It's such a poorly run organization. It
really is. And it's right at the top there, obviously. But again, there is a lot there for Carolina that they have to work on. And maybe selecting young allows to preach patience for the job security of those involved now.
Yeah. Also, with that being said, like now Xavier Legette is a Carolina Panther.
This is something that will irritate me to my core every year, by the way. You have had 3 months to make this decision first overall. Stop it.
Yeah, like be an adult. Turn the pick in.
Grow up.
Turn the pick in.
You guys well know that it's not them.
I know it's not them. It's the NFL.
But
no. We don't need to do this.
But like, cool.
We don't need
I don't
to do
know.
This.
Just
start it off. Start it off with the first pick so that we can all get into the fanfare immediately instead of having to waste precious minutes of our day.
I've already seen Caleb get on the phone.
Oh, here we go. I say it and the clock is reset.
There we go. Good.
So there it is.
Wait, why'd the clock reset?
Clock's reset
because the pick is in.
The pick is in. All right. We finally have a pick, and it's in, and the most obvious pick of all time.
I start complaining about it, and it stops.
Maybe not
Joe
the obvious
Alt
pick
Notre
of all time,
Dame. Here we go.
Joe Alt Notre Dame. No, I don't think that will be the pick.
We're still going to have to wait like 2 minutes for the player to get to the stage.
Rodgers got to walk up to the podium. They got to play
Get
music
roller skates.
Him,
hurry
sure.
up.
He's
Razor
he's,
scooter,
he's
baby.
He's getting up there. He's old. It takes time.
Roller skates.
Razor scooter.
Or like a scooter.
Hang on, Razor scooter actually might be dangerous. Have you ever hit your ankle on one of those?
It's the worst pain
you
imaginable.
You can slice one right off doing that.
Yeah, Caleb Williams is just sitting there chilling in a chair, so we're not going to get this pick.
In all seriousness, though, outside of Minnesota, Chicago is one of the best landing spots. This current iteration of Chicago, I don't want to look, they've never had a 4,000-yard passer. They've never had a good quarterback. But what Chicago has done, it doesn't feel like anyone's on the hot seat. They've set up their quarterback for success. They've built up the O-line. They've kind of been able to figure everything out. Do they have a lot of picks this year? No. But they have the number 9 overall pick. They absolutely could trade back and make that more. The Bears situation right now is so, so soft for a quarterback. It is just a perfect landing into just a bed. Like, if Caleb Williams is a disaster here, it's honestly stunning. Like, I'm going to make the joke now. Congratulations, Chicago. You have a 4,000-yard passer.
I will say this right now. Kudos to Catherine Fitzgerald. Same mind frame in this one. You will pay for your crimes, Chicago Bears. And the
All
crime
right.
is...
We have the Here commissioner heading out to the stage, and we will go to Detroit.
And then the intrigue will begin with the Washington Commanders on the clock.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
All right, and we have our first pick of the evening, the first overall pick, Caleb Williams. Again, no surprise here, a pick that had been telegraphed for, I would say, almost a full calendar year. The Chicago Bears have what they hope is finally a franchise quarterback. And again, thinking about this offense, you know, Cole Kmet, they signed, they signed another tight end this offseason too. The guy that was playing the Chargers last year. Come on, help me out here.
I was going to say, I'm looking it up now. Ultimately, it's Cole Kmet.
Everett.
They have
Everett.
Oh, there we
Gerald
go.
Everett. Gerald Everett, Cole Kmet, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore.
Tyler Scott.
Tyler Scott is another player that they've got as well, a draft pick from last year. And there was some conjecture. There was some wondering about, would the commissioner give the hugs out because he got back surgery 3 weeks ago? And first pick, first hug. We'll see if there are 31 other hugs. That is the storylines that I am working with.
I was going to say, Rogers is going to have to pace himself then. Like, you're going to have some O-line men coming up to you. They're excited. Pace yourself with that, because that is going to be a painful, like, you know, back five here in, like, six picks. That's going to be rough.
Yeah,
man, the Chicago Bears, we don't get to talk about a lot of the other teams because, of course, we cover the Bills here, and it's been such a fascinating draft leading up because they seem to be so wide receiver needy. And then the Diggs trade happened. Chicago, to me, is in the perfect situation to go from picking number one overall to being a wild card team to being one of the best in the NFC. There are no good young quarterbacks in the NFC outside of Jordan Love.
And, like, you can maybe say Jalen Hurts.
Maybe. I mean, it is a conference that is desperate for a young quarterback to grab it by the horns and drag it into the light.
No, it's all over here in the AFC, and we all still lose to Pat Mahomes.
And that's the thing, like, and Jordan Love, that's why he's so exciting, is like, oh, here's a young guy that's going to do this. And now you've got potentially two of them in the same division. Let's see what Minnesota does. You might have three of them in the same division. The NFC North is awesome.
Yeah, it just, but, and again, like, all the cool quarterbacks are over here in the AFC, and we all still lose to the same guy anyway. So Thanks, Pat. Really appreciate it.
I just need Travis Kelce to retire.
I just need.
I
kind of
come
down
to terms with that. I just need Kelce
down
to retire.
So we've got 5 minutes left on the clock here for the Washington Commanders. Once we get that pick in, we will take a timeout. I think, too, when we're talking about the draft, or at least the draft, the consensus was that the draft really starts at number 3 overall. I'm not sure that I totally agree with that. I do think that there is probably still some questions about who exactly goes here at number 2. Jaden Daniels has sort of been the de facto pick here for quite some time. And I think, is that where everyone else thinks this is going here? Jaden Daniels here, number 2 overall? Or
it
do
could
you think
be
Drake
an upset
May?
For Drake May, but
I think it's Daniels.
It's going to be a quarterback.
It's
going to
be a quarterback.
It.
I think it's Daniels. I'm still up in the air where I feel with Jaden Daniels. He throws the best deep ball of this class. It's absolutely beautiful. He's gained a ton of weight since going from Arizona State to LSU. He had one of the more unheralded Heisman seasons ever because LSU didn't have a defense. He was unbelievable, putting up numbers that would rival Joe Burrow's from a few years ago. Again, if they had a defense, they would have played in the SEC championship game and potentially a playoff spot as well. I'm wondering about the rumors of him not wanting to go to Washington, how that is going to be if he is the pick here. Of just like, he's going to play for them, absolutely. But I also think Washington has had a very rough offseason. Number one, they don't get, I think, the coach
they
wanted.
They have a rough existence, honestly.
True. But they don't get the coach I think they wanted. I think they had to settle for Dan Quinn. I think they wanted one of the young offensive gurus, Ben Johnson out of Detroit. I think that's really who they wanted. And they were going to get one of these quarterbacks. Now it's Dan Quinn. Okay, we're going to get one of these guys. Okay, it seems like he maybe doesn't want to play for us. And there were rumors that he didn't take the whole Topgolf thing very well, which, how did you not know what was going on? I don't know. It, for me, I always get frustrated when stuff like that happens because, yeah, Daniel's like, and more to his agent, if you saw the quarterbacks were there, they're clearly testing you to see how you react. So don't react poorly.
Yeah.
And so it just there's a lot of
question
marks.
The other part
with
me with Daniels that terrifies me is he does take those cartoonishly bad hits.
It's Looney Tunes stuff, man.
And at some point in the NFL, those are a different speed hitting you. Like, you took cartoonish hits in college, of course, in the SEC, but the NFL, they're all that fast and strong. And if you get laid out like that on a routine basis, you're not going to have much of a career.
And that's the thing, is like guys like Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. Josh Allen, we get frustrated, of course, because he takes some of these hits.
But he's the bulk.
But, well, that's the thing. He's typically bigger than a lot of the guys that hit him. Lamar Jackson is the perfect quarterback of, and he gets hurt a
but
lot.
Lamar Jackson,
but he
was
does
also,
not take hits.
But Lamar Jackson was also deemed a better runner than Vic, even coming out of college.
Yes.
So, like, that's a guy on another plane.
But, like, he doesn't take hits. Like, he keeps himself durable to the best of his ability
Washington
by not taking massive
drama
hits.
We're at 2 minutes 30.
Yeah, most of these teams are going to take all of the clock up. And, you know, Jaden Daniels, no phone in his
Yay
hand.
For
so nothing
us.
Nothing to give away
here.
Oh, here
the pick is in.
I just got to start complaining about the clock every time. I'm 2 for 2.
Jaden is smiling.
He is smiling. And again, for most people,
that could also mean, though, that he knows he's not going to Washington.
Or that could just be B-roll.
Point.
That was
there
already
is,
recorded footage.
Again, there had been consensus that the real draft starts at number 3 overall with the New England Patriots. The pick is in here. And
what a shot, by the way, from ESPN. It's just, we're seeing photographers and camera people taking pictures and video.
Yeah.
That's
yeah
what we see.
They did not set up that camera properly.
Not particularly well.
No.
Guys, where are we here? And we're going to have, you know, Roger Goodell on the stage here in a second. But the Washington Commanders, you know, speaking of the NFC, the NFC East, this has been a franchise that has not been able to find a quarterback really
RG3.
since they had RG3 and Kirk Cousins. They had two of them. Obviously, they moved on from Kirk Cousins after a couple of franchise tags, and they have not been able to find a quarterback since. You know, Jaden Daniels has an opportunity here with, I think, maybe the most established group of wide receivers. Obviously, no Curtis Samuel anymore, now currently a Buffalo Bill, but Jahan Dotson and obviously Terry McLaurin as your number one and number two receivers. He's got a really strong supporting cast if this indeed is the pick here at number 2 overall.
Yeah, it'll be a fun time to see what could happen, and not a bad situation. Like,
it's not the Vikings.
It's not the worst.
I don't think it's the Bears in terms of potential, but Washington is certainly not a bad spot
to
line up for
a young quarterback. It's not New England, honestly. I think the Patriots is a worse landing spot right now in terms of weaponry.
Patriots just don't really have a lot of weapons. Pick is in, Washington Commanders.
With the second pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels.
There it is.
Quarterback, LSU.
All right, so the second quarterback, 2 for 2 for quarterbacks to start the draft. Again, the consensus over the last few weeks is the draft starts at number 3, the New England Patriots, who are now on the clock. We're going to take a timeout here, live from our continuing coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft with me, Nate Geary, Derek Kramer, and Zach Jones. After a quick timeout, we'll have the number 3 overall pick coming up next here on WGR.
Drake May.
My producer, sort of like my president, but like my producer, comes out with one of my favorite songs and gets Drake May in right off of the break.
Right on time.
That's professionalism. Third overall, the New England Patriots. The AFC East now has a new quarterback, North Carolina's Drake May, selected by the New England Patriots. And gentlemen, I think this is a great, I guess, place to kick off the real draft coverage is, again, the consensus was third overall was going to be where this draft really started. What's this do for you guys? What's this do for the New England Patriots for you? Are you guys, you know, worried? I mean, where are you
to
in
quote
this?
Anakin Skywalker, this is where the fun begins.
I mean, it is, but like as somebody that is like a firm believer in Drake May, he was my number 2 quarterback.
But we got this part out of the way.
We got this part out of the way.
We got the 3 for 3 out of the way. This is where the fun begins.
I will say, with the Patriots getting May, though, number one, I really want to know what their asking price was to move out of that third overall pick. I do think this is a team that does need to build before they draft a quarterback. But May has all the tools. He is somebody that comes right in. He is kind of the antithesis of Mac Jones. They wear the same number. They're obviously drafted by the same team. But he is the antithesis. He is bigger. He is faster. He has a brilliant arm. He has all of the potential that you look for now in a modern NFL quarterback. If Jerod Mayo is serious in like really turning around the Patriots, making them more of a modern NFL franchise and not just like the husk of the Patriots dynasties of before, May is terrifying, potentially. You know, with the Jets, they've got a 75-year-old quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. And the Dolphins, I think most of us kind of agree, if they pay Tua, which they're likely to do, kind of seals their fate in just being a middling team, potentially. May is kind of the outlier there. He is the guy that can take New England to that next step if he hits and if they really do allow this pick to marinate. I think that's going to be crucial here. I'm not advocating for him to not play at all this year, but I would take some time. That is a bad New England roster.
You have no wide receiver help.
Starters. And yeah, and that's, I want to know what that asking price was, because I do believe they want to get out of that pick, because, man, that is a bad roster.
I hate saying,
it's a bad roster.
I hate saying this and putting this out there into the wild, but this could be one of those combination drafts for them. Like, start of the second round, there's probably going to be some decent wide receiver talent there.
Well, and there was reports,
and
Tom Curran over in Boston.
I hate everything when I say it out loud.
Tom Curran over in Boston, he was reporting that they have been working, or at least attempting to work, to try to get Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, I'm not even thinking that. I'm thinking they're going to, like, they draft the quarterback, and then they're going to draft the receiver, and then they're going to try to run that combo. And as a Bills fan, I hate it here.
I hate it, but like, it also could be something where it turns into the Zach Wilson-Elijah Moore combo.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
But look, ultimately, while I do think it is the correct pick, I think May is my number 2 overall quarterback. I do have to sit here and go and really look at your roster and go, y'all still ain't close. And if you don't nail this draft and really the next offseason, you're going to be wandering the desert again.
So here are a couple of reports for this third overall pick. Ari Marev, My Sports Update, reports that the Vikings and Giants both tried to get the Patriots to slide out. They didn't want to do it. They wanted, this new regime wanted a game changer. They wanted their quarterback, and Drake May was their guy all along. So I had imagined that if there was going to be a team, I had imagined that it would have been Brian Daboll looking to move up to get Drake May. And I think with this report, the idea that the New York Giants are looking to move up for a quarterback in the top 3 would indicate that their relationship, the future of Daniel Jones, is at least in somewhat of a doubt.
Good.
And we also have a report right now that the Arizona Cardinals will not be trading out of the number 4 overall pick, and that they will be making the selection here at number 4. So we are likely going to get through 4 picks with no trades. And for a draft that was anticipated to have a lot of movement, it has been quiet early, my guess. And I saw a couple people talking about this earlier, is that there's expected to be some chaos in this draft because of how tight lip the league has been at large about the movement, knowing that there are a lot of teams that want to move up. There are teams that are willing to move back. But the number 4 overall pick, the pick is in now with the Arizona Cardinals. And
the wide receiver train probably takes its first dent of the night.
I would agree with that. Gentlemen, do you have any predictions? Are we all kind of on the train that this is Marvin Harrison Jr.?
I hope not.
I think he's the best player in this draft class. Yeah.
I think he's also the number 1 player in the draft class.
I also think like we've gotten some prospect fatigue with Marvin Harrison Jr. He really is a difference maker. This kind of feels like a monumental moment in all seriousness for the Arizona Cardinals. You have your quarterback. I know there's question marks around Kyler Murray, but Marvin Harrison Jr. feels like a guy that can walk into the league this upcoming season and put up 1,400 yards in his rookie year, put up double-digit touchdowns, and allow Arizona to be that constant threat that really they should have been when they had Cliff Kingsbury and they were really swinging big once they first got Kyler Murray. I will say, though, talking with the Giants, Nate, you brought them up with Daniel Jones and that relationship dying. J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, here's Roger.
Here we go. Pick us in.
24 NFL Draft. The Arizona Cardinals select Marvin Harrison Jr.
I'm sad.
So there it is. The first wide receiver in the NFL draft, the 2024 NFL draft, is off the board. Marvin Harrison Jr., again, as both Zach and I had mentioned, our number 1 players going into this draft. And guys, it's officially, I feel like at this point, the clock on this draft has officially started for the Buffalo Bills now that the first wide receiver is off the board. Again, I don't know that I'm shocked about any of the first 4 picks. It's felt sort of inevitable. Mm-hmm. But again, there was a lot of people that thought the draft would start at 3 and would see what the Patriots would do. Would they trade out? Would they stand pat? Would they take a quarterback? Was it going to be J.J. McCarthy or Drake May? We know it's Drake May. I think all along that the Arizona Cardinals were going to draft the number 1 receiver in this draft. They put themselves in position last year, trading down last year with who did they trade down with last year? Houston. They traded back from the number 3 pick, picked up a couple more picks. I think this is a team with Kyler Murray coming back from his knee injury halfway through the year last year, starting to look more like himself. Again, as terms of NFC teams, if they can figure it out on defense, Jonathan Gannon, I think, was a pleasant surprise, especially the awkwardness of sort of his initial press conference and the wonders of whether or not that was going to work out. Arizona was competitive right up until the end of last season with one of the worst offensive rosters in the league. So now they load up. They get a true number one wide receiver for Kyler Murray. Trey McBride might be one of the best young tight ends in football. They've got work to do on the offensive line. And again, of course, they've got work to do on defense. But a strong building block now with your young quarterback and number one wide receiver.
Especially in an NFC that, outside of San Francisco, just it feels like they're begging for another team to enter that fray.
You mentioned the quarterback landscape with the NFC. I mean, do you think Kyler Murray could have himself a resurgence with a weapon like this?
Oh yeah, in all seriousness, I remember Jordan Reed of ESPN a few months ago talked about Marvin Harrison Jr. being like a statue builder type prospect. Like that's how he put him. And that's how I look at Marvin Harrison Jr. too. Like they had Larry Fitzgerald. It's going to take a lot for him to overtake Fitzgerald as the greatest Cardinal wide receiver of all time.
Oh yeah.
But if we're being honest, that's the kind of player you think you're getting in Harrison Jr.
That's the kind of player that's been scouted.
Yeah.
And been pretty much the opinion relatively unanimously.
Oh yeah. Him and Caleb Williams for the last 15 months.
Almost unanimously, this is the type of player they're getting as a guy who could challenge Fitzgerald for best Cardinals receiver of franchise history.
And he was also a guy, as much as we were talking about a trade-up for the Bills or really anyone to go get one of these wide receivers, the team that was never brought up was the Cardinals, or at least seriously, because everyone kind of knew there is nothing of value you can likely give them without nearly hemorrhaging your franchise to go get him, because he is that valuable to a team. We're seeing it now with what contracts are going. Jeremy brought it up as well. Teams are paying wide receivers early. It is becoming that position that you need to have somebody there who is a difference maker with your quarterback.
Also, Nate, TJ, I'm pretty sure you're going to agree with me on this one. Did your back immediately hurt now knowing that Marvin Harrison Jr. is a draft, like, is a drafted player?
No, that happened
like
a
upon
few years
selection.
Ago.
Like the back.
Oh, like you're saying
for the Buccaneers,
yeah. Guys, like officially an NFL player.
I'd like to point out, Derek, you are for sure the oldest of us all, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Just making sure.
I'm glad I wasn't brought up in this, though. This is good. This makes me feel
your
good.
Back shouldn't
I'm close.
Hurt.
I'm close. My back. I'm the closest one. So.
I had to take 1,000 milligrams of of ibuprofen when I walked in here because my neck is not feeling well. So right. Yeah, no. I mean, I am old and my back hurts, and here we are. Let's quickly, guys, prognosticate. We'll get this pick up on the board, and then we'll take a timeout.
I'm nervous. The longer this
trade out, takes. Another wide receiver. I just think hearing Jim Harbaugh talk about the importance of the offensive line.
This feels like J.C. Latham here.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like or yeah. Joel yeah. Alt. I do feel like this feels like the first offensive lineman coming off the board here at number 5 overall, protecting Justin Herbert. It just seems like that is what. Hearing, again, Jim Harbaugh, when he, you know, signed on, really talk about the importance of having that foundation along the offensive line just made it
Greg
seem like
Roman is an OC.
Yeah, I mean. It made it seem like they were telegraphing this pick just a little bit. So I do think that this is where the first offensive lineman comes off the board. But I also would not be surprised, guys, if this is the first trade back that we
the
see.
The clock is,
someone,
is still going.
My question is someone going to trade up for J.J. McCarthy in the spot?
It would be
and
Minnesota,
I
think, here.
Minnesota, unless the Giants feel like they've got to move up to secure him. But he does not strike me as a Daboll guy, though, J.J. McCarthy.
Well, see, now on that point, though, he did visit with them twice. He went on the Rich Eisen show yesterday, and Eisen just kind of straight up asked him, like, do you have an idea of where you're going? He was honest. He said the Giants. He visited them twice. He ran a similar offense to what Dabo ran at Alabama and Michigan. I wonder, really, if the Giants do look at him. Again, I was saying it to you guys in the break, McCarthy to me, and I'm much higher on McCarthy than I think a lot of people are. I really do think he has some very good traits. He is going to get, and he is getting teams falling in love with him. He is a politician. He never says a thing wrong.
Quickly, Adam Schefter reports the Chargers are keeping the number 5 overall pick. There will be no trade moving up. So that means one of two things, that the Chargers really like someone at 5 and don't want to move back, or the Minnesota Vikings simply did not want to meet the demand. And for those of you, me, who have clung their bitten fingernails onto Sam Darnold in Dynasty Leagues. You
huge
are,
for you.
He could be a starter this year. So, and Ian Rappaport also tweets out, Chargers are picking, no trade. He believes the Giants' patience have paid off if they want a new quarterback. So the next two picks could be offensive tackle and quarterback. It'll be interesting to see.
If the Giants, though,
picks.
Don't take a quarterback, the Vikings are just going to wait till 11, right? They're just going to wait. If the Giants don't take a quarterback at 6, the Vikings will just wait. They'll have 2 first-round picks.
What if the Vikings decided to trade back from 11?
I mean, you could. You could
look. And take a next year's first for a team that wants to come up.
Quarterbacks
then next
3 for 3.
Then next year you have two first-round picks
right.
as well.
And you're doing again. I already think there are nearly ready-made roster for a rookie to come in. That's why I've been a big fan of J.J. McCarthy potentially landing there. But they could also be like, yeah, but we'll be happy with Bo Nix or Michael Penix, and we'll trade back to 15-16 here. And
by the way,
more than half.
We got to 1.5 minutes on that clock. So they were having talks the entire time about potential trades. So drama has begun.
I also wonder, though, just how willing teams are going to be to give up next year's first kind of deal and stuff like that. Knowing that if you draft a quarterback, you need to set them up for success. And immediately doing that hurts you. It's what the Bills, why it was so ingenious with them with when they got Josh Allen, they were able to maneuver around the draft to the point where they never sacrificed really anything in the future, knowing they had a raw rookie quarterback coming in. You would have that in a certain extent with J.J. McCarthy as well. He's 21 years old. He doesn't have a ton of, in all seriousness, doesn't have a ton of starting experience compared to a lot of the guys in this draft. And he is someone that does need to work on a lot of his stuff, namely throwing to the left and throwing deep. So it's going to be interesting. Nate, you've got a face and it's freaking me out.
I'm not allowed to tip picks, but I don't want to say this is a surprise.
I will say, am I allowed to throw furniture?
No.
Okay, cool.
No.
Should I?
The position isn't a surprise, but I do think the player going here is
fascinating.
Definitely a bit
I love
of a surprise.
That hint. I love it.
I want a Cole Strange pick.
A Cole Strange? You want to?
I need it.
Hey, that
it.
Happened at pick 28.
I need it. No, I that. Give me a Cole Strange type pick at 5.
Yep.
The vibes will be
untouchable.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, no, like, this is more or less like the question of
namely if, because everything the Chargers allowed, have done since hiring Harbaugh, I think has been ridiculous.
If I were allowed to throw furniture, would I?
We don't really
I
have anything throwable in here.
I have a chair I am currently sitting in. That's throwable.
It's a wheelie chair, though. It's going to be awkward to kind of pick it up.
But there's an extra one right behind you.
That is very true.
We got surplus.
Oh, man. I just...
That
with
said,
the Chargers,
we would not get another one.
Again, like I just... I say it kind of jokingly, but everything they've done since hiring Jim Harbaugh, I think, has been ridiculous.
It's been weird.
And I don't like it at all.
He is a kooky man. He's a kooky individual.
And he also has a very short shelf life with whatever team he goes to, no matter where it is. He's not your coach for the next 10 years, not even really 5 or 6.
All right, the pick is in, and Roger Goodell is walking to the podium.
With the fifth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Chargers select Joe Alt, tackle, Notre Dame.
What an offensive line.
Oh, that's not a.
All right, so surprise. Joe Alt, the Notre Dame left tackle, taken at number 5 overall. Again, the position, not a surprise. The player being the number 1 tackle off the board. There had been some late movement on the Olu Fashanu out of Penn State. But Joe Alt, the number 1 tackle taken, and his father, John Alt, a number 21 overall pick in the 1984 draft. Let's take a timeout. On the other side, we'll have the 6th overall pick, the New York Giants. On the clock, we'll have Sal Capaccio at the top of the hour as well. Coming up next here, you're listening to continuing coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft right here on WGR. All right, welcome back to our continuing coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft. Nate Geary, Derek Kramer, Zach Jones alongside. Coverage of the NFL Draft on WGR is presented by Fiegel Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys, and brought to you in part by Outlet Liquor. When it's time to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Browdy Construction. Join us in building Buffalo. And by Upstate Honda Dealers for great deals. Visit your local Honda dealer today. One pick to update you on. The New York Giants did not take a quarterback. They instead opted for the draft's number 2 wide receiver, Malik Nabers from LSU. And the second wide receiver can officially be crossed off the board. That means one more remains in the top of the top in Rome Odunze. We're taking another timeout here. On the other side, we'll have an update on the number 7 overall pick, the Tennessee Titans, when we return to our continuing coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft here on WGR.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.